It's Marketplace Tech for October 26th. I'm Molly Wood in San Francisco, filling in for Ben Johnson. The Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act could get a full Senate vote as early as tomorrow. That's the controversial cybersecurity bill that encourages companies to share information about their users with government agencies in hopes of preventing cyber attacks. Supporters of the bill say companies and the government have to work together to stop the near constant flood of cyber attacks that have exposed sensitive consumer data over the last few years. And indeed, CISA looks like it will pass when the Senate votes this week. Ron Wyden is a Democratic senator from Oregon who opposes the bill. Hi, Senator. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
Your colleague, Senator Dianne Feinstein, also has said that personal data like credit card and social security numbers would not be submitted, don't have to be shared, suggesting that there are effective privacy measures in place. Do you believe that?
I do not. And this is not a question of challenging a colleague's sincerity. If this bill passes, companies can transfer large amounts of their users' personal information to the federal government, including the NSA and FBI. As a reward, the bill gives companies broad immunity from lawsuits. I believe that when CISA passes, we will have a new standard with respect to sharing the personal information of Americans, and that standard will be, when in doubt, fork over Americans' personal information.
Do you think that the broad immunity gives tech companies, you know, they've come out against it, but have they come out against it with their lobbying dollars? Could they be fighting harder?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the technology companies have been very constructive. They have to be serious about dealing with cyber threats and privacy because that's the business that they're in.
If there is an upside, is it that practices that had previously maybe been happening in secret will now be a matter of policy and so we'll have more opportunity to scrutinize them?
You know, we have just been through this NSA issue, which once again was the government overreaching. I would say for purpose of your question, I don't see the upside. And I think that this will, at the end of the day, do very little for security and do a lot of damage to liberty and privacy.
Senator Ron Wyden is a Democrat from Oregon. Thanks for joining us, Senator.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Apple is scheduled to report earnings tomorrow, and all eyes, as usual, will be on its sales predictions for the iPhone 6S. The iPhone makes up more than 60% of Apple's revenue, but app analytics firm Localytics says the adoption rate for the iPhone 6S is only about half what the iPhone 6 was in the same period. Now, that's normal. A lot of people bought the 6 on a two-year contract, and it might not be bad news because a lot of the new buyers are people who have never had iPhones before. Raj Agarwal is CEO of Localytics.
I think it's encouraging news for Apple, given that they're going to have saturated a lot of the developed countries, but it shows that there's a lot more room to grow in these emerging markets, particularly countries like Hong Kong, Japan, and Singapore.
Microsoft is opening its first flagship retail store in New York City today, just down the door from Apple on Fifth Avenue, as a matter of fact. It's 5 stories tall, more than 22,000 square feet. Now, Microsoft already has 66 retail sites, but the New York store and a new flagship opening in Sydney, Australia next month are meant to put the pressure on Apple. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson got an early look inside the new space.
Kelly Soligan, General Manager, Worldwide Marketing, Microsoft Retail, and Online Stores. So this is the new Surface Book, Surface Pro 4.
First thing you see
Pro
when you
4.
Walk in the door is the Surface Book and the Surface Pro 4.
Our first-party products. We're really proud of them. You'll see as we walk the rest of the store, we carry a number of partner products as well. So we really want to...
I see Dell over there.
Yeah, but yeah, in the front of the store, we're going to put our first-party products. We're really excited to show them. You'll notice stools. We want you to sit down, play, and get hands-on. And all of our devices... you will see you're untethered. So, again, back to I want customers to be able to really play and try this device. say you were thinking about a Surface Book, but you also wanted to compare that with another laptop, you can walk this back there. Oh, let me see how much this one carries compared to that one.
Untethered.
Untethered. So really designed to be...
How do you stop people from walking out the door with them? Does it self-destruct if I walk out the door with it right now?
Yes. You self-destruct too. Yeah. Let's meander over here. Like, okay. This center table here is a good example of something we wouldn't do in every store. You'll see the Microsoft HoloLens here.
Yeah, can I break this glass right now and put this
you
on?
You would self-destruct. Yeah. So not on demonstration, but on display as a kind of a curiosity piece, and also being really lined up to the company's larger mission about innovation and some of the places that we're going. You'll see there's a...
Like, you're just teasing us. That seems very
there's
unfair.
An interactive demo here. But, okay. You know, the developer kit's going to be available in early 2016, and this is about us wanting customers to be able to see the possibility. But eventually we hope to have demos. And
I got to get it out of the glass and onto my face, but you won't do that with me
right now. I have had the demo. It's pretty cool.
But I'm not going to get you to admit that you guys have learned from the way that Apple has sort of like built its stores. I'm not going to get you to admit that.
It's not personally where I've spent a lot of time, so no.
That's Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson getting a tour of Microsoft's new flagship store in New York City. Is the Hyperloop about to happen? That's Elon Musk's idea for an ultra-high-speed solar-powered train system that could transport people at up to 800 miles per hour. And Hyperloop Transportation Technologies is the company he founded to create the system. And it's about to get to work. HTT says it'll start construction on a $6 billion test track in California in the next couple of weeks. The Hyperloop service will be cheaper than taking the bus or maybe even free. How? HTT says it will sell ad space on the outside of the track and resell energy from its solar collection. You gotta love big dreams, right? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.